Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. We didn't actually raise this question that why the order of the discussion has been changed. Because according to the agenda of, before us, that we have to go one by one. Of course, we had a guest, so that invited guests to comment on and we'll proceed accordingly. But we are doubtful that why we should not go agenda by agenda that we have adopted. I know that the agenda is before us, but my question is that in the agenda, first we have biological risk assessment and management, and then thereafter we have the voluntary code of conduct. And then it goes to the other risks. And while having said that, Mr. Chairman, I hope that there would be a good opportunity for delegation who have provided the working paper to present their working paper as well, as our working papers would cover areas of overlap with the other cluster discussions, or what you say, the paragraph 6-7 agenda whatsoever. So there might be overlap, interrelation between these paragraphs, that our working paper would touch on both areas. For example, our working paper, while it's covering the S&T in general, also in specifically also would address the issue of the code of conduct, in, per se, I mean. So my first question is that why this order has been changed. Second, that when there would be opportunity delegations to intervene while capturing all agenda items, even if it has been passed, but there is a relation and some aspect which needs to be addressed by both items. Thank you.